Home care agency, how can I help you?
Yes, is this Visiting Angels? Is that what I'm talking to, or?
We have our own visiting angels. I mean, we're an agency. Yeah, we provide services,
Okay, all right.
caregivers.
Okay,
How can I help you?
I'm just kind of, I'm just kind of looking for some information if I could.
Sure.
My job ends in probably another 2 or 3 months, and I've been at this job for 31 years. And my sister is on, she has different companies that she has tried to get people to come in and take care of her and help her and all this stuff. And I was, you all do like people that is kin to her come in and take care of her. You all do that kind of thing, correct?
Yeah, exactly. That's
Yay.
exactly what
Okay.
we
And
do.
you all do Medicaid?
And Medicaid, yes, if your sister has Medicaid, that's perfect. That's exactly the program
Yeah,
that
she's already she's already set up on it and stuff like that. So I was just trying to find somebody that we could go through to try to get something like that. So I was just trying to get information from you if I could. And what, you know, if it, and like I said, she's already been a, she's had different companies in the past, and she's, like I said, she's Medicaid approved and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't know, you know, if y'all could help me with that. So,
Yeah, amazing. My name is Josh. Right now, from what you're saying, it sounds like yes, we're definitely the people to help you, and you're definitely set up for it, you and your sister. So I'll explain everything you
okay.
need to know. Okay.
Okay.
So basically, and it actually could happen pretty quick, but the timing sounds good considering it sounds like you're looking for a transition.
But yeah, I'm gonna have to be at my job probably for the next 3 months because I'm the office person, and of course we have to get the payroll and everything taken care of and the taxes and all that
Right.
stuff. So I'm still gonna be there till like April or May. So I'm just in a given time, somewhere in there anyway. It may be sooner than that, so I don't know. But okay, you go ahead with your thing. I just wanted to let you know
Yeah,
that.
that's fine, 100%. So, yeah, and you'll be able to work on your time frame. So basically, it's called CDS, Consumer Directed Services. That's just what the state calls it. Your sister's the consumer. So what that means is, as you said, that somebody who's in need of care can hire their relative to be their caregiver, and we're the agency, we're the middleman, so we would pay you the paycheck, but it'll be between you and your sister, or if she chooses someone else in the interim or whatever. Totally up to you guys. The way it
Okay,
works
let me
is, yes, please.
I just another
Yes.
question. Now we live in Fayette. Will that work?
Fayette, yeah, that definitely works.
Okay, go ahead with your deal. I just wanted to tell you that. Okay, go ahead.
Thank you for telling me. Yes. Yeah, and actually, the truth is, it's the whole Fayette is in Howard County, correct?
Yes, it is.
So yeah, I mean, it's actually throughout the entire state, but
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
but Howard County definitely works. And yeah, the way it works is the we'll assist you and your sister. It's basically just in a nutshell, it takes 4 to 6 weeks, and the state will assess your sister a couple of times. Usually it's a remote assessment that's done right from her home. We'll guide you to be so you know what to expect, because it's important to kind of describe the situation correctly, because it's not just being approved, but it's some people get more hours, some people get fewer hours, so certainly you want it to be fit
Sure.
to her needs and your
And
needs, and the schedules
what's
should
it
be fine.
pay? What's the pay start out at? Can you tell me that much?
I can tell you, yeah, the pay is, and there's a range, but it's between anywhere between $15 and $17 an hour.
Okay, all righty.
But yeah, the minimum
All
pay
right.
is 15.
Okay. And go ahead.
So I'm going to take a little information, and then when your sister's available, we'll have somebody make a conference call with the state, with Missouri Health Net, which is the Medicaid plan, and you basically, that's how we submit the application, and we'll
Sure.
explain. And that's when somebody. First, I'll take a little information, and then basically, you'll tell us when your sister's available, and we have somebody who will help with that. And that's about it. I mean,
Okay.
we'll explain more details, but that's really the system.
Basically, what you're saying is I'm going to have to get her to give you a call back so that we can get somebody set up to come up and talk to her and assess her, correct?
Yeah, though we'll talk to her on the phone. But yeah, correct.
Sure.
I mean, or if you just give us a time and give us her phone number and let her know, we could call
Okay.
her. But yeah, exactly. But I'll take whatever information I can get right now, just to make it simpler. What's your first and last name?
My name is going to be Glenda. Glenda Overstreet.
Glenda Overstreet. Okay, your phone number popped up here. This is your regular cell, 660-537. Okay. And what is your sister's?
Okay, the thing about that, I haven't told her any of this yet. I'm just trying to surprise. I want to talk to her before, you know, anybody calls her or anything like that. So, yeah. And then what is, just call you back at this number?
So let me give you my direct line. I think you can always call this number, but it rings to a few of us.
Okay.
So simpler if you could, if you're able to write down my direct line, and that way, if I don't answer, if I'm not available, I'll call you right back. If you tell me when you're ready.
Go right ahead.
314-501-2520.
All righty.
Okay, Glenda. Yeah. So I have your number. So, you know, if I don't hear from you, I may always call you back if you don't mind. But if you want to be called later today, if that works.
Well, I probably won't get a chance to talk to her today. It probably won't be till tomorrow before I can get a chance to really talk to her and just sit down with her and go over. Because like I say, the people that she's got right now, she's not real happy with. And she hasn't been for a long time. But they don't have anybody else up in this area that can help her clean or do stuff. So that was just the only reason why I was asking that question. So, that's fine. I'll talk to her.
My system. And, you have my number. That's great. Okay, Glenda, anything I could do to help? Thank you.
All right. And thank you.
Have a good day. Bye.